Total Party Kill, Session 2.
Famine in Fargo.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TPK, the NPC Cast Actual Play. My name is NPC Chris, and this is episode 3 of session 2, Famine in Fargo. In this episode, the guys get real fighty. Real fighty. So fighty that about 3/4 of the way through, you'll hear a bit of a fast forward because 4E is very fighty. Without further ado, I bring to you episode 3 of Famine in Fargo.
Welcome back to the NPC Cast Total Party Kill Gamma World Edition. I'm NPC Dell behind the screen today, and I have some friends here getting beat up by Nick Van Yexel.
I knew it would stick.
Nick Van Yexel. My name is NPC Chris. I am playing Abominable Joe, who is an exploding Yeti who used to play hockey back in the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was next. I'm NPC Aaron. I'm playing Dr. Von Meow, the felinoid plague bearer.
My name is Karis. I go by MCDETG on the internets. I'm playing a very vicious rat swarm with legs made of wheels.
And I am NPC Matt, and I am playing Frederick, Mindbreaker Arachnid, and lover of fruity gum.
And it is the top of the round, and Frederick the Mindbreaker, you are up.
All right, well, I guess my across the battlefield foe, the, what was it?
Yexel.
Yeah. I think
we should remind our viewer listeners. Yexels are giant grizzly bears with bat wings for front arms with laser eyes.
Yes, and there's one in a perch in the corner of the room. We have two batters, which are like mutant badger people. They're on two perches on the sides of the room. And then we have one of the batters is down below because he's attracted to the pheromones that are emanating from Dr. Von Meow's hairball.
You make it sound like it's gross or something.
No, I'm trying to say it as matter-of-factly as possible. Okay. I puked in my mouth, though, a little bit.
So, when it says I have a range 5, that means, like, if I move within 5, I can hit him. Yep. So I'm going to get there, and then I'm going to throw my Omega weapon at him, a razor grenade.
Oh, yes.
Yes, this green oval is perfectly balanced for throwing, and it explodes in a hail of razor-sharp shrapnel.
19 versus reflex is good today.
So my dex modifier is... Well, I'll roll the dice first. So 17.
Cool.
17 damage has been dealt to the Yexel.
Does it have like any other abilities, or is that just it?
Yeah, I think that's it. It saves for half on a miss. So,
oh, that's cool.
So yeah, it seems
miss
pretty
half
good.
Is the ability.
Plus, I got the impression that I need to do some serious damage to this guy.
Yeah, he's a bear with bat wings and laser eyes.
And he's 4 times bigger than all of us. Yeah. And I'm pretty big.
All right. So the batters are up. The batters are going to go. The one in the perch nearest you is going to throw a rock at you.
He's stunned.
He's stunned.
Yeah.
He is not going to throw a rock. I forgot he was stunned.
He's under the effects of my freeze ray.
That was a week ago. He got stunned a week ago, so we can't blame you, Dale.
Yeah.
Batter number 2 is going to attack the nearest enemy, which is Abominable Joe.
That's me.
And probably miss with an 11.
Miss.
And batter number 1 is going to fire down at Dr. Von Meow.
Uh-oh.
He has a car stereo.
He's going to drop it on you?
He picks it up out of the crow's nest and just drops it straight down on you.
I could use that.
For your pickup.
Yeah, dude.
20 versus AC, I'm assuming, hits.
It does.
It's horrible.
Dude, I also kind of want that.
Car stereos deal 5 damage, and you now grant combat advantage.
I also kind of want that parking... Or not the parking meter, taxi meter.
Fluffington.
All right.
I am going to, all the rats are going to jump onto shoulders of other rats, form themselves into one shadowy rat wheeled figure. It's going to be really difficult because of all of the legs are wheels, but I'm going to...
Pessimistic Joe's like, oh.
Dive.
Pessimistic Joe's always at the bottom, that's why.
I believe it's Pessimistic Kyle. Yeah. You're always getting their names wrong.
No. Oh. Well, it's not like there's 400 of them to keep track of.
Only 20.
Yeah, there's only 20.
Let's roll a die.
We're gonna swarm the guy in front of us. That's going to be a 16 versus reflex.
Yeah.
That is a hit.
All right. We're looking at... That is 8 damage, and he is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
I have some news. He's immobilized forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
His lungs are immobilized from breathing.
Dr. Von Meow.
So can I, like, go up onto the ladder square and claw him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I use my minder to stow my weapon, my freeze ray, or whatever it was I was using before. And I will use my claws yet again. That's a 16 and an 18 on the die.
Yep, both hit.
Can you meow when you make an attack?
No. I have self-respect. I cannot meow when I make an attack.
Meow. Meow.
Six. That's 13 damage, and he's 13 physical damage, and he's blinded.
Blinded.
Yeah, until the start of my next turn.
All right, and he's also bloodied. Okay. The Yexel goes.
Jump down, Yexel.
The Yexel takes wing, and he has a wing buffet for
a wing buffet. Wait, hold on. It's all you can eat wing buffet? Tell me more.
Go on.
Who is the person teriyaki? Who was most recently next to Von Meow?
That's me.
All right, Abominable Joe, here's a wing buffet for you.
Mm. All you can eat wing buffet.
It's a 15 on the die, so I'm assuming a 20 hits your fort.
Sure.
Let's go.
Only during happy hour.
Says 13 physical damage.
Okay.
And you have been pushed one square and knocked prone.
Ah, I'm in the grab grass.
You are. You are grabbed. You are immobilized. Save ends.
Damn you, grass.
Furthermore, Wing Buffet is a minor action, which means he still has a standard. He is going to claw you, other person who he is adjacent to.
That'd be Frederick.
You are Frederick being fears no
claw
beast.
12 versus AC.
That is a miss. Even with my minus two.
You sucker.
From a week ago.
I don't think you have that anymore.
No? I'm not from that rock.
All right. Common Abominable Joe.
Okay.
That's me. Save ends my immobilization.
Correct. And you were also prone, which you can recover from by using a move action to stand up.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Seems legit. Then I'm going to shoot another tap out shirt at his, at Van Yexel.
Seems fair.
24.
Hit.
Does a D8 of damage. That's going to be 5 damage with modifier. Boo. 5 damage.
Is that your second one this combat?
That is.
So
I'm running
out of
t-shirts. Yes.
So check your ammo box.
Okay. It's checked. And I will go ahead and save ends. No.
You continue immobilizing. Frederick.
All right, with the Yuxel right in front of me, I'm going to pull out my jump rope, and, well, I guess I don't really have to pull it out, because I have, like, multiple arms at any given moment, but I'll do one of those standard whip action. 19.
19 is a hit.
Okay. 5 plus 4, 9.
Sounds good. The batters go. The blind one is going to try and just lash out at you with whatever he's got at -5.
So the Yexel's not even, like, bloodied yet.
17 versus AC?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I have an 18 AC.
Oh.
Sucker.
The other batter is going to go ahead and throw another car stereo, second car stereo, at the rats.
Dude, how do they have so many car stereos?
Is this an OEM or an aftermarket?
This is the stock one. This is the 7-watt one.
It's a tape it's deck with that
That's
weird...
tape deck. It's actually got a copy of Total Eclipse of the Heart trapped in it, which adds to the damage.
Ooh.
Let's go 22 versus AC.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
8 damage, which you have resist half on because it's a ranged attack.
Yep.
And you grant combat advantage.
I picture this badger as like a car salesman.
So he's throwing a car stereo, what's that, 10 feet to me?
Yeah.
All my car stereos must go.
Prices are dropping.
And Fluffington.
Like, come on, dude.
All right. So the rats are going to scurry up to the perch. Oh, wait. I grant combat advantage, right?
You do.
Okay. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to scurry up the ladder up to the crow's nest where this badger had just hurled a car stereo at me.
Okay.
I'm going to... use my Omega ability,
tech.
Yeah, Omega Tech, which is an Ishtar Electro Flail, which I think is really funny that I have a rat with a rat flail, for those of you who read VG Cats.
No one reads that.
That's a fantastic comic, why? Let's see, that is going to probably miss, but 15 versus AC.
More obscure than
15 versus AC.
I think.
No, it's not.
That hits.
Oh, sweet. All right. That's going to deal 2d8 plus strength modifier. That's going to be 10 plus my strength modifier of minus 1. So 7 damage. Plus it is going to deal 4 electricity damage.
You can smell the burnt fur and you kind of see like all his skeletal structure as he gets shocked by the... What is it?
That's electroflail.
The electro flail.
Mm. Zot.
Yeah, basically there's like 10 rats each holding on to the tail of the one in front of them, and they all just fling themselves up with the flail at the very end of it and shock him, and he pitches over and gives off the Wilhelm scream.
And that's going to end my turn.
Dr. Von Meow, are you disengaging? You eating in OA?
I'm going to shift.
Ah.
And then I'm flanking him.
You
flanking
are?
Flanking the Yexel. See if I can hit with these.
There's a 20 and a 7.
So that's...
One hit.
12 and 20, yeah. But the one hit would be maxed, I guess, so that's 12 physical damage.
He is bloodied. The Exile gets to go. He is going to wing Buffett, the Mindbreaker. He will hit you with his wing Buffett.
No!
13 damage, and you have been pushed one and knocked prone.
Definitely bloodied.
And you are also immobilized by the grabgrass.
Grabgrass!
Ooh.
And then he's going to spin around and bite you.
Biting Meow?
Is he now?
Not with a 2.
Yexels are my mortal enemy now.
All right.
They think they're so
he choked harder than the actual Nick Van Exel against the Clippers.
No, he's my mortal enemy too.
I've decided all that my Yexels. New character dimension is that I'm also a huge fan of tapes of like 90s basketball. I just like trade for them and watch them.
Rex and Effects' Rim Shaker.
Just
what? You're like a big fan of Gary
Payton. You rent the NBA Best Slam Dunks video from Blockbuster, watch it over and over. I got you.
You're like, what's one?
Abominable Joe. You might as well shoot all out because your gun is out of ammo regardless how many times you shoot.
Oh, I can still shoot? I thought
yeah,
I was
you
out
shoot
of
until the end of combat, and then at the end of combat, you're out of ammo.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll
basically,
shoot.
It's guns blazing.
20.
Hit.
And I do 6 damage. And then it's the end of my turn.
Immerse me. What kind of shirt was it?
That was a Liz Phair shirt from like their concerts back in the day. Yeah, it was from one of their first ever shows.
So basically anyone under the age of like 25 is going to get nothing.
I think we're just trying to get super obscure. And so to save, I save and I'm no longer immobilized.
Perfect. The batter that remains, he is no longer blinded and he is going to climb down and
Liz Phair.
He's going to climb down and go after Dr. Von Meow. Is he still flanking? I think he's flanking.
No.
All right. Fair enough.
You win again, 4E.
13 versus AC.
Nope.
All right. Fluffington.
All right.
More
let's see. So these Omega Tech things I can use only. Yeah, that's one once per encounter. All right. I'm going to maximum overdrive. Let's speed up as quickly as I possibly can directly into the face of this Yexel.
Ooh. This what?
Yexel.
Oh, I thought you called them something. I thought you called them a bad word.
A Yexel? That is a pretty bad word.
Yeah. That's offensive.
Could be a Yexel.
Yeah.
Dude, you're being a Yexel.
11.
You're so Yexy right now.
Versus AC. That is a miss.
That's what I thought.
He gets a free action. He gets a free swing on you. When you miss, he like swoops and toro ole with his wing.
And then,
he has tiny wings too.
Is that, is that an immediate action?
He's a free action.
Oh wow!
Yeah, was that hit working out for you?
All right, Von Meow.
Okay, I will attempt to finish off the Exel.
What are you doing?
I'm continuing my strategy of go for the eyes.
So you're gouging him with your claws?
Yeah. So that's a 23 and a 20.
Hits.
Versus reflex.
It hits everything.
9 damage and he's blinded.
Can I just ask you a question real quick?
Yes.
As a cat doctor, did you spay yourself? Or did you have somebody else perform that?
Spay is female cats? Neuter for male cats?
You never said if you were male or female.
Women can be doctors too.
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to dignify any of this with a response. I will merely shift away.
The Yexel gets to go now.
He's blind. Like the refs during the Lakers. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, you went to the well one too many times.
I know. I couldn't even do it that time.
But he's going to attack the rat form with his -5.
Come on. Bring it.
Probably not.
All right.
And he's going to fly. You get a free swing, rat.
All right. Sweet. I'm going to swing at him with my... just my one-handed melee. My black leg. It's going to be a nat 20.
Nat Twan.
Booyah.
All right.
So max damage.
Max damage, which is 15.
All right.
In and around his face.
Seems fair.
Sweet.
Abominable Joe.
I am going to strike at him with my big claws. And that's going to be a crit. So we're looking at 16 physical damage, and he's slowed until my next turn.
220s in a row.
Hang on.
So he's kind of flapping above the crow's nest, and you just like, you're on the run, and you get each rung of the step up to the crow's nest, you just leap off, your claws go up in the air, you grab like his underbelly, and then just sort of pull down, you land in the crow's nest, you pull his insides open like a camper.
They pour all over
you. Yeah, and just green blood just pours over you. And he is dead.
Oh, good.
Super dead.
Help! I'm stuck in grab grass.
Well, then I guess with my other action, one, two, three, four, I will shoot my t-shirt gun across the over the grab grass, off the arches, nothing but net, right at this batter. Right here.
All
right,
let's see you hit him.
This t-shirt is a Magic the Gathering Pro Tour 98 shirt. That is a hit.
You have killed the batter.
Oh,
just
man.
Just clocks him in the head.
Oh.
That's why
an embarrassing shirt to be killed by.
It's an awesome shirt. It's the best shirt. It's going to be, I mean...
You own one of them, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, somebody roll me a D6. If anybody would like to loot the bodies...
Six. I'm gonna climb down and I'm gonna try to get some of. I'm gonna get closer to the grab grass and see if I can get like just close enough that it'll start pulling some of the blood off of me.
I'll be like,
I'm gonna clean myself in
avenge
it.
Avenge me.
You're not dead.
I could be.
Can you don't know pull that. You out?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can just pull him out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Whoop. There you go.
Like shaking. Like, it was everywhere.
Inside the Yexel's belly, you find an electric blender.
Ooh. I only want car-related stuff. I'm like a gearhead.
White glue.
Nope.
An electric fan.
You're not supposed to eat glue. No, they told me that.
A water bubble level. A level.
I don't know what any level is. I'm just wondering why he ate it. You said it like it's a thing that things people eat.
You also find a stapler.
A stapler?
Find a red swing line stapler. I don't understand why Sheila gets to play her music at a loud volume. I can't listen. I was told that I could listen at a reasonable volume.
I want the glue.
Yeah, I don't want any of this.
Yeah, I want glue. I'm good.
Can I have those
even,
car stereos?
Even.
And no bullets.
Mm.
No t-shirts.
I like Total Eclipse of the Heart, so I'm going to pick up that stereo if it's still workable. Is that a...
The tape is trapped in it.
That's cool.
If you hook the stereo up to something, you could play just like Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Right, yeah, I know, but I mean, I have
what
a car.
What a coincidence, our theme song is stuck in that stereo.
Yeah. I will take the glue. That might come in handy later.
I want the Total Eclipse of the Heart stereo.
And there is a piece of Omega Tech.
Oh, I have to roll for my Omega Tech because I used
mine.
You need a 10. I rolled mine.
Oh, I just need a 10? If I roll a 10, I keep it?
Yes. Yep. You should probably You should probably roll a d20 there.
Oh, I should roll a d20?
Oh, man. You're not going to let me take the 10?
19.
All right. It is readied. You may use it again next combat.
I also need to roll for my electro flail.
Well, we got a new one, right?
Someone can draw a new piece of Omega Tech.
Let's see if anyone loses
one. I've lost my electro flail. It breaks into explosive electro
parts. Then you take the new one, then.
The new one is an Ishtar Mark I laser pistol.
Nice. Pew, pew.
Bang, bang. Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. All right, so do we see any signs of the robots or where they would have came from?
There is a set of stairs. They are hastily made, like, you know, milk crates and cardboard boxes. There is a set of stairs leading down.
All right.
Okay, stairs going down. We should probably head down there and see. So up here there's no parts to the robots or anything?
No, this looks like it was built by the batters.
Okay.
Out of spare parts and cinder blocks. You notice now the floor that you're standing on is a roof.
Mmm. So this is like an underground type of dealio here.
Well, there's just 150 years of sand drift and...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I guess we're going to head downstairs then. Who's going to go first?
I will. I'm very stealthy.
I am also stealthy. I have a +8.
I should probably be last. Turns out I'm essentially a ranged character, so really,
Okay.
I rolled a 27 on my stealth this time. I hope that makes up for the 2 or whatever I rolled last time.
Well, it does indeed. So Dr. Von Meow, as you head through the hallways, you can see tons of like empty boxes that say Stupendico, you know, paper supplies, and there's Stupendico branded water bottles from the team building missions.
Nice.
And all this Stupendico stuff. You can also see there are glass windows going into rooms that have like assembly lines and interesting things that seem like robots would be made there. As you head down the lowest corridor, except for a space near the door, which is the door that you're next to, the floor here slopes towards a central trench that is filled floor to ceiling with flickering beams of red light that go on and off and on and off.
Are there any shirts in that team building thing for your t-shirt cannon? Like, you can't spell stupid Pendico without stupid or something. Something to...
On the far side of the lasers, mm-hmm. there are two rabbit-like humanoids. They're called Hoops, which is like hops, but misspelled. There are two rabbit-like humanoids on the far side, flanked by two flying robots sporting built-in rocket launchers.
Ooh.
Near them is a panel of blinking, flickering lights.
So there's like basically the lasers that are dividing this room. Are they, when you say that they come turn off and on at intervals, is it like enough for us to get through there? Or is it enough time for us to kind of sneak through when it turn off? Or is it just so quick that it's just like off and on?
The lasers are already activated, and the floor is very slippery. You need to survive an acrobatics check just to walk anywhere but that raised sort of T-shaped area that you're next to now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a pretty good acrobatics check, right?
Me too.
Yeah, so should we lead the assault, I guess?
Well, I was just going to say, if those lasers hurt, I can try and pull them all into it again.
Yeah. You use your pheromones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They also could be, like, security lasers that...
Do they look like they would hurt?
Give me a technology-type roll. Let's go mechanics.
Science. Oh.
Science.
25.
These are the hurting kind of lasers.
Ah, good. They herd things. No, I'll herd them into the lasers, though, with my pheromones.
Is it especially difficult, like, being a cat seeing a bunch of lasers everywhere?
I know.
I just the urge to, like, chase it around the floor. Like,
oh, okay. All right, so
I'm afraid I'm weak, my friends. I have to. I have to indulge. No,
throw up your. Throw up the.
Wait till the yarn boss.
Okay, so he's gonna shoot out his. He's gonna shoot out his ball, his hair ball,
Achim.
And then see if he can draw them near his pheromones.
Okay, so I'll just go that way down the line.
These are the new scented robots.
13 versus fortitude. I just have really powerful pheromones.
Okay. 13 versus fort is a miss for the first robot.
They detect biological matter.
17 like. Versus fort for the next guy over.
The hoop number 2 is a hit.
Miss.
Yeah.
9 versus fort is a miss.
And 11 versus fort.
Misses the... So hoop number 2 and...
That's it.
Rocket bot number 1 are hit.
I thought number 1 was a miss.
So you said hoop number 2 and rocket bot number 1 are hit?
That's what I heard.
Okay, pull them 5. So 1, 2... So they are in the lasers now.
Yes. The laser attacks them.
Yeah. Zap, zap, zap. Critical zap. Critical zap.
The laser has hit the rocket bot and critted the hoop.
Okay. Ooh. Nice. Good job.
I'm going to overcharge it, too. Sorry. I made it.
All right. That's going to be initiative.
Cool. All
right.
So it damaged them, but didn't kill them?
It damaged them, but it did not kill them. Who beat a 10?
I did.
Who beat a 26?
I got a 10.
Anybody beat a 26?
No.
So let's go, Von Meow. Which rat will it be this time? Ooh. Snarling Kyle?
Let's
unleash it. Right.
I just realized my overdrive says creature, so I'm really sorry about what's about to happen to everybody.
Okay. Abominable Joe?
Yeah.
Abominable Joe. Hang on. Rocket Bot. And Mentok. No, Frederick. So the hoops go.
Take all it. Right.
The hoop number 1 sees his hoop number 2 and one of his rocket bots in the middle of a laser field.
Yep.
And goes, oh no! This isn't very good. And he just pulls down on a giant cartoon-like lever.
Mm-hmm.
And turns off Laser Floyd for everyone.
Turns off laser damage for everyone.
No more Laser Floyd. Okay.
True story. hoop number 2, from the middle of his recessed, extra slick, Experiment Zero cube Resident Evil laser pit area,
mm-hmm.
sort of bends down at his oversized comical knees and hops.
Boing.
Because that's what they do.
Boing.
Yes. And he is going to axe you in the face for spitting a hairball.
Okay.
Let me axe you in the face.
Let me axe you.
That is a hit.
Let me axe you in the face.
That is 13 axing damage.
Ouch.
I resist axe.
Is that the end of his turn?
That is the end of hoop number 2's
turn. Okay, he ended in the zone, so I get to try to pull him again.
Seems fair. You get to target everyone?
Everyone that ends their turn in the zone, yes.
Okay, so hoop number 2.
That's a miss.
Okay.
He's like, you may have pheromones, but I have axe.
Do you also pull rocket bot 1 and hoop 1?
At the ends of their turn.
At the end of their turn. Yeah. You want to target hoop number 1?
Did he end his turn?
Is he within 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are small maps. So.
Axe body spray.
16 versus fort.
Yes, that hits.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Powerful pheromones, guys. Sorry. And they linger.
Mm. How long does that last? Is that a will?
It's a turn. Till the end of my next turn.
Oh, is that your alpha mutation?
Yeah.
It won't last as long as the axe body spray does.
Okay.
That's like a humble brag. Like, that's the pheromones, guys. Sorry.
Von Meow.
It's actually the start of my next turn, so that's the last time it'll do that. Okay. So I am going to attempt to claw the hoop in front of me, I guess.
super hormonal.
I rolled a one, by the way.
Aha! Discard your alpha mutation.
Oh, no more pheromones for you.
Draw a new alpha mutation.
What is it going to be?
Pheromones.
Does it
come
in can he use it this turn?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why you always open fights with your alpha mutation.
Force field generation.
Seems good.
So essentially pheromones again.
Yeah.
So. I can do the opposite kind of pheromones now to drive people away.
Yeah. Now all it's right. Axe body.
Anything else?
Yeah. Now it's true.
Snarling Kyle.
All right. Snarling Kyle
getting
is going to...
sponsors left and right.
He's going to demand that all the other rats lift him onto his shoulder or lift him up in like a weird like cheerleader pyramid and shoot off a laser from his Mark 1 Omega Ishtar laser. Firing my laser pistol, we are looking at 19 versus reflex.
Hit.
All right. 48. Well, that's a lot. Yeah. 12, 14, 21 dead. Plus everything.
So you basically just shoot him, like, right in the forehead, and it leaves this, like, awesome hole that you can see straight through to the other hoop on the far side of the force field. Just like, ah!
You do get a new alpha mutation because you rolled a one.
Alpha mutation.
What's your new one?
My new one is dark teleportation.
What does it do?
Trigger. If you are hit by an attack, target one creature. You and target teleport swapping positions. The triggering attack hits the target instead and misses you.
Who's alive?
Only him.
Okay.
Only Frederick.
Frederick, the mind breaker. 12 versus AC.
12 versus AC. Well, that's a miss, so I don't need to even use that.
Okay.
Yet.
That is the hoop's turn. Von Meow.
Dead. Roll that save.
Roll a saving throw.
No bueno.
Is that your third failed death save this turn? Or this adventure?
That's my second.
Sounds great. Snarling Kyle.
All right.
You need 20.
Is that a death save?
Here goes
save
nothing.
Too?
That is a 6. That is my second death save.
Am I the only one? Okay. I didn't.
Abominable
I didn't quite...
Joe. You can also use a standard action to let someone spend their second wind.
Pass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not close to anyone. Oh, no.
The rocket bot's going to electrolyze you.
Electrolyze.
Yep.
AC.
And... 19.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a hit.
And he recovers his rocket.
You gonna swap with him, though?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Do you want to swap with the rocket that's about to shoot at you?
Oh.
That is on the ledge?
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
that sounds good.
Let's see if he hits you. He has hit you. Would you like him to hit him instead?
Yes.
So here's the thing about rockets. Rockets are blast one, or burst one, so he's gonna hit everybody around him, but that's no one, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so I've tapped that ability too.
Yeah. And he is going to damage himself. Now I roll good damage. That's a whole bunch of damage to the rockets. Rocket number two has bloodied himself. They bleed oil. And he takes ongoing 5.
Bleeding oil!
Which he saves from. The hoop, however, did not save. The hoop is bloody.
That sounds like a buddy cop. Like one of the buddy cops.
Yeah.
Rocket Bot and Hoop. Rocket Bot and Hoop. Hoop. All right.
Would you like to use a minor action to turn off the lasers?
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Just reach over.
All right, I'll use my minor
matter.
And just all like...
Right, yes, you can, but...
Well, when you stand up from being saved. Anyway.
Well, I'll definitely like flick off the lasers. Well, okay. As a minor.
Might as well, yeah.
And then I will do my psychic assault on the hoop.
The one near you?
Yeah.
You have hit.
All right. And that's a 1d10 plus 6. So d10. Aww.
Oh, 7.
Any additional effect?
No.
Okay.
But I've projected psychic energy that slams into the foe physically like a sucker punch.
That's the only effect you need.
You've killed the hoop because the hoop has ongoing 5 and 5 hit points.
Hoop.
Von Meow.
Don't fail this, buddy. Good.
Still alive.
Snarling Kyle.
All right.
Still alive.
Snarling Kyle.
Still alive.
That's a one.
Dies on a one.
Does he change his alpha mutation?
Not yet.
Well, no, because he died.
Are you dead?
I'm dead.
That's his third saving throw.
Snarling Kyle!
Abominable Joe.
Everyone else.
And then dying Tiffany.
20.
You pop up.
I'm up. I'm good. Feel good.
Your second wind, or
yeah, he you get to spend your second wind.
Great, I feel great. But that's not the end of my turn, so I'm done.
No, Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he gets attacked by lasers.
No. Those are off.
Those are not.
Oh, they're off. Good job. Good job.
The rocket bot is going to try and shock you.
He would try to shock me.
He has succeeded.
Oh.
You have plus two defenses right now, though.
It's five electric. and the other rocket bot is going to go back to the stand.
Stephen King book?
Yes.
That. What about the book within a book?
And miss. Like, yeah. Frederick.
We'll go back to Cujo.
There's a rocket bot next to you.
All right. I will do a psychic attack yet again. Well, actually, you know what? I guess I could do Toxic Web. I'll do Toxic Web because I need him to be immobilized because there's another guy on there.
19. You have hit.
Yes. All right. 1d8 plus 4. Poison. Oh, no.
9?
9.
Is that Rocket Bot 1 or 2 next to you?
That is Rocket Bot numero dos.
Rocket Bot 2, you basically shoot acid webs at him, and it goes inside its little photoreceptor, and you can see the acid just melt into its CPU, and it sort of collapses in a heap.
It like, makes it like a weird, like, and then blue screen.
That was for Snarls.
Abominable Joe.
I am going to shift 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use vampiric healing to attack him. Try to steal, sap some of his oil.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You can use oil to fix yourself.
I'm part explosive.
Yeah.
So I need like
that makes
I need
perfect sense.
Yeah, I need fuel inside of me, and I am going to hit
the energy drink.
I'm going to overcharge that. So the overcharge does go off. That's going to be many d8s. In
six?
Fact, that's going to be 6d8s. So it's going to be
14?
14, 30.
So you gain 30 hit points.
No, I do not. I only gain 6 hit points. You but I do 30 damage.
You've killed the bot.
Yeah.
Yes, which means I'm alive. I pop back up.
Get up.
That was only life number 2.
Luckily, no one important died.
Except for snarling Kyle.
I said no one important.
So we're going to go ahead and search the bodies real quick. Somebody grab an Omega Tech.
I'm going to grab an Omega Tech.
Well, should I save for my Omega Tech first?
Oh, yeah, save your Omega Tech.
I think I have to save for mine as well.
Do it. Roll that dice.
I did not.
I think I did.
So there you go. You can have it then. Meow.
I got the Blather Gecko. Tiny gecko-like biological construct that perches on my shoulders and translates foreign languages.
Okay. we're gonna search through the rubble.
Yep. Someone roll a d6.
Yeah, I'll definitely roll a d6. How about a 4?
Sounds good. The following items are in the hoops bag: a fly fishing pole, boxing gloves.
I like those.
Oh yeah,
I like those.
Fur-lined slippers.
Ooh,
That's kind of
two.
Gross that the rabbit would have fur-lined slippers.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, it's establishing, like, within canon, like, I mean, you have a Sasquatch mask and you're a Sasquatch.
Oh, high-heeled shoes.
I believe those would probably go to the cat.
Yeah. High-heeled shoes?
Yeah.
Also, you can see now from this side of the ledge, the floor on the left side of the Tetronimo there is glass. And there is a big release button, and someone is frozen underneath this glass.
Will that someone would be possibly an ally in the next section?
We'll find out next time on Total Party Kill.
Thanks for checking out TPK Session 2, Famine in Fargo. I'd like to give a special thanks to our non-NPCs Chris and Matt, as well as to our audio engineer Pete, who made the entire thing possible. Stay tuned for episode 4, where we'll see just what sort of creature rests frozen in stasis. Until then, bye-bye.
Total Party Kill is an NPC Cast production. You can contact us at thenpccast@gmail.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/npccast. We're available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and you can also find our entire podcast library at npccast.com. As always, support your local game store.